What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tutaku Podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Xavier and Alton. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to, follow the podcast. I don't know how you, I guess it depends on the platform. Subscribe, follow, whatever they want to call it, to the podcast. Pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. Sorry, I'm looking at something. Looks like for some reason Neach was updated, so I'm gonna see what that's about. Yeah, I don't know. Now it loads. So on the site I use for manga,
Bleach was it says updated. Bleach was updated. What are you talking about, sir?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Let me check.
Oh, it lied to me.
Oh, it 100% lied to you. Yeah.
Why is it 687, on my
last one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone's just trying to be mean to you, I guess.
I see. It was just updated in another translated language. What is that? I don't know.
How?
What's the flag that's red, gold, and then red?
Red, gold, and then
or
red.
Like red, yellow, and then red.
I don't know.
Let me see. Flag that.
Well, obviously.
Red.
Well, it's not the Spanish flag, yeah. Right?
That's what I was thinking. It might be Spain.
Does it have the... Does it have but it the little have symbol? The thing.
Yeah, it doesn't have the symbol in it.
Oh, it doesn't have that. Okay. It
still says a Spain mystery, federal then. Flag.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Spain.
Well, okay.
I don't know much
mystery
about flags.
Mystery resolved? I guess that's the podcast then. Now that we've uncovered the mystery of the flag. So...
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoyed, just like, I can't wait for the day that we do just end a podcast one of those days like that, you know? It's like, well, I guess that's that. We'll see y'all later. And it's only like 3 minutes long.
One day.
But why not, right? One day. And it will be a glorious day. It will be a
what
fantastic
what?
Day.
Glorious. Yeah,
I was seeing the new
Did you see? Did you see the new Planet of the Apes?
No, I did not.
Well,
I told
fantastic.
You, I haven't seen the last one.
Well, they're on Hulu. I told you they were on Hulu, so.
No. Obviously, I forgot. So.
No, I'm just.
I don't know if you want something there. Was it?
Yeah, it was actually really good.
Was it fantastic? Did they kill all the monkeys?
Absolutely not.
That's unfortunate. What I've never understood about the whole Planet of the Apes things is, like, why the people devolve.
Actually, you know it kind of makes sense if you
like,
look at...
Why they get stupid.
Because I think... Or, like, if you look at it from the standpoint that, like, humans are derived from apes but evolve, you know what I'm saying? It's like the virus that made apes smarter, I feel like would have the reverse effect. It's like it can't make humans more smarter, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
no,
I
like,
think it
if
just
they said
has
that,
a reverse effect.
If they said that, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Well, maybe you should finish the last two movies, man.
Oh, do they say that in the movie?
Yes.
Alright, well, that's fine then. Because I was always just like, just because you lose, like, your cell phone doesn't mean you're going to be an idiot all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Well, maybe some people, but, like...
Really, you have to watch it, because they don't start devolving until the second movie, I believe. Yeah, I think the second
What's
movie
the
is...
the second one?
No, I think the third movie. I think they don't start devolving until the third movie, where like, they lose their inability to, like, speak and stuff. Because the virus, it's like a second phase to the virus. Like, first it just kills off people. Like, it doesn't even devolve them. It's just killing off people. And then in the second movie, it's, like, killing off people and, you know, killed off, like, majority of the population and stuff like that.
And then, those that survive, basically.
Yeah. Like, you either, like, you start becoming immune to the virus, of course, but then, like, a second wave of the virus hits where it starts, like, devolving people into where they can't talk and stuff like that. It's not necessarily that they're, like, stupid. It's just they lose the ability to talk. And then, of course, you know, with the world being in shambles and, you know, now no electricity and stuff like that, of course, you know, as the younger kids begin to grow up, because this the new movie takes place 300 years, I think, after the last series. So yeah, it takes place like crazy, like so it's like in the War of the Planet of the Apes, they show that like some of the humans starts like basically like devolving in the sense that they lose speech and stuff, and then of course as they're getting older, they can't speak, so you can't really teach anyone to read and stuff like that. So it's like that's how they're devolving essentially. It's not because like the virus is like making them dumber. It's just when you don't realize if you lose your ability to speak,
it's just like, also it's, making you kind of dumber.
Exactly. Because yes, like you know how to read, you can keep reading, but you can't really teach someone else how to read if you can't talk. You know what I'm saying? So
right, if you can't talk to them.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's it called? So yeah. So then in the new series, like you see that some humans are coming back and gaining their ability to speech and stuff. Like they're like basically becoming immune to that new that second like wave of the virus essentially. So they're becoming back. I guess you could say, quote unquote, smarter, you know what I'm saying? And trying to find other humans and whatnot. And I think the whole point of that movie was them discovering were trying to receive
like a chick who's immune to it or something.
No. They were trying to receive like, I think it was like a coded like box thing that like they needed to like activate the satellites to like see if there's any, because I think even in the original series, they were alluding to like a rocket taking off and people were in space when all of this happened. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think they were trying to
look on the Mark Wahlberg
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Like the original
they're trying to tie it into the original series. Cause you know, the 1980s series was like time travel and like space related too. So yeah, it was like more sci-fi than it was.
Yeah. It was a different world.
Yeah.
Not like a virus thing.
Exactly. So it's like, I think they're trying to like swing it back that way and stuff. I don't know. It was super interesting though. I don't want to give away too much of the movie for those who haven't seen it, but yeah, it's a really good movie. I'm excited.
Shyamalan one. Not the original one.
Apparently a lot of people don't like the Shyamalan one.
Well, I can understand why. I mean, it's not like Mark Wahlberg was fantastic in it.
I've never seen the original series. Like, I've seen bits and pieces, right, but like, I never watched the full original series. Like, the Mark Wahlberg was the first one I was introduced to, like, the Planet of the Apes series.
Marky Mark, baby. Marky Mark. That's the one that I saw. It was weird to me. I was like, what the heck is this movie, dude? And then, like, he came back, and it's like, it was a different like planet or whatever, and then there was the monkey Abe Lincoln, and I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but oh well. Haven't seen it. Never saw the last one with was it Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, that one was really good too. Shout out to my boy Caesar though; he's a real one. One of the greatest leaders of all time. All right,
because he's mega dead in this one.
Yeah.
Super dead in this one. It's old age death, though, at least. Oh, well. I wonder if they'll make them, like, if they keep making, like, a new trilogy, you think they're gonna evolve them to look like the original ones? Or they're just, like, people with the gorilla masks on and stuff?
Maybe. I hope not, because I feel like that wouldn't make sense.
Nah, man. It'd make perfect sense, dog. No. This is evolution, dude, at its finest. You just become a regular person with a hairy face.
Yeah. Okay.
But I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I never seen it in
Mad Max, too.
Do you? I really don't want to see that. It looks so green screen CGI to me.
Yeah.
And, like, the last one was so visceral and it was there, you know? You say that's why you want to go see it?
Yeah, no. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay. It's just like, it just looks like it's all shot in volume. I don't even know why they made I don't know why they keep making a new one. Just make new stuff. please. Like,
yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people upset that they were remaking The Crow, but I seen the trailer. Loki got me hyped, especially with the song choice. I can't remember the song, of course. I can't.
I forgot they were remaking it.
I can't remember the name of the song.
Bill Skarsgård as Crow.
Yeah, it's
a little strange. Or I mean, he looks crazy enough.
Oh, okay.
So
I don't know. It looks like it's gonna be interesting. I seen the original one like ages ago when I was a young kid.
Right.
And I haven't watched it since. But I don't know. It looks super, super cool, interesting. I'm excited.
This is gonna be
I would go see it in theaters.
Right. This has to be like crazy rated R.
Yeah.
If it's not, I'd be super surprised. Oh my gosh, it's gotten ratioed to death.
Yeah. People aren't happy with it. I was like, I don't know.
And isn't he just like some real dark mist, like came back from the dead? Basically a spirit of vengeance.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Essentially.
Man, this boy got in shape.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he also got in shape because he was just, was it him in the movie that just came out? Let me see. I think he was in a recent movie.
What was
where
it?
He got in shape for. Maybe it was a different person. Yeah, no, it's him. Boy Kills World. It was like an action film that I'm pretty sure he got in
Boy
shape for.
Boy Kills World?
Yeah, it's like a...
I don't know.
It's like I think it's like an action comedy.
I haven't seen it.
I heard it was like
haven't even heard
pretty
of it.
Good. Yeah, man, that's because you live under a rock.
The Skarsgårds are taking over Hollywood, though.
Are they, though?
Kind of. They're in everything now.
Like what? Point in Case.
Those two things.
Point what in do you mean, man? Case.
It one, it two. What was that Viking movie?
Oh my
movie?
Gosh.
The dad's in everything. You know the dad? You know the dad?
Man.
In like Thor and stuff.
Oh, Thor and stuff. Thank you.
Yes, man. Ellen Skarsgård. That's what his name is. He was in Dune. He played the Baron.
No, I haven't seen Dune.
One or two?
One or two or three.
You saw Planet of the Apes, but you ain't seen Dune? He's 72.
Planet of the Apes is way better than Dune. Does Dune have talking
you
monkeys?
You shut your mouth.
I don't think so.
No. What? Of course Dune doesn't have talking monkeys. But it has the Shai Hulud.
I don't care for the Shai Hulud.
Shai Hulud. It's the giant worm.
Who am I care about a giant worm?
What? It gives you visions of the future. And it can also eat you.
I don't like the present. You think I want visions of the future?
Well, what if the future is better than the present? Then at least you can live with the knowledge of that.
No. Then I'm just going to have to be plagued knowing the future is going to be better, but still stuck in this present.
Until you get there, man. What do you mean?
Okay, buddy. Okay. Yeah, you know. Oh, apparently there's been rumors that, Into the Spider-Verse or Across the Spider-Verse Part 2, wherever they call in a new Spider-Verse movie. It's coming out this year in October. And a trailer might be dropping in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if...
That I will 100% see.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that's true.
Yeah, I hope that's true too. Because the first one was so good.
Yeah. It's fantastic, dude.
I just want a conclusion to that. Honestly, Here's the thing. I'm expecting that opening scene to be wild.
Oh, like, 100%. I think it's going to start off going nuts.
Right? I want it just to start off insane. You know what? You know what it'll probably start off with? It'll start off with both of the movies did, where they're just like, let me tell you about myself, blah, blah, blah. And they give, like, the character backstory through, like, the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably do that, but for the bad Miles.
Yeah, for the prowler mouse.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, okay, okay, I'm all caught up. And then hands. Just hands. You know what I'm saying? Just going crazy right out the gate, mm-hmm. which I'm here for. I'm 100% here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy loves it when hands are the first things that are thrown, especially in the situation that it ended with. It'll be fantastic.
Oh, 100%.
It will be fantastic. That's a movie I'm looking forward to. And I'm hoping that they put the new Godzilla Kong on streaming soon.
Dude, it's already on HBO Max.
It is?
Yes, man.
That's what I mean when you
say you live under a rock. Yeah, it's been on there for like almost a month now.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hold on, let me open that up too. Apparently, a whole season of Next Level Chef went by, and I didn't even know that. Suddenly, I'm behind on everything.
Yeah, that was pretty good too. Yeah, I didn't know how I was gonna feel about it, but you know, it was a Godzilla movie. You know, that's a Kong movie. So,
yeah, I don't care about its quality. I just want to see giant kaiju.
Yeah.
I just want to see another
Pacific Rim movie, man.
I would love reading Kaiju Pacific number 8.
I want another Pacific Rim.
Man, it ain't on here. Godzilla vs. Kong is, but not Godzilla X Kong.
Is that?
No.
Might be on Hulu then. I don't know. I'm pretty
Godzilla
sure
2000's on here.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it on Universe.
Godzilla X Kong New Empire.
Have you seen Godzilla Minus One yet?
No.
That's what you need to be watching.
Anything either.
Godzilla Minus One is definitely not on the streaming service.
Yeah.
But that's what you should be watching at. I mean, you can rent it on Amazon.
For what? $1 million?
Oh, probably like $5.99 or something.
I wonder why they went, all the critiquing that they had about the look of American Godzilla, the best Godzilla movie they've ever made, like, critically, Godzilla Minus One, looks like the American chunky Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Chunk boy Godzilla.
Bro, but that's just how good the movie is, dude. It's hands down the best Godzilla movie.
I haven't seen Shin Godzilla yet.
So
is that the weird one where it like evolves?
I think so.
Like during the movie? Yeah. It's so interesting that a franchise like Godzilla is as big as it is and has lasted for as long as it has.
Dude, Godzilla's a classic.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, if that started in America, they'd be like, oh, this is a campy piece of crap that we're not gonna bring back until they bring it back later and they do something terrible with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like they make Godzilla be able to talk or something. Everyone's like, we hate you, and then you never see it again. Like, but nah, in Japan, they're just like, yeah, Godzilla, keep it rolling. Let's make it better.
It's a staple.
It is a staple. Godzilla's a citizen in Japan.
Pretty much.
Like it's pretty incredible.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Tokyo gets hit by something crazy and Godzilla really pops up.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. First of all, we don't know what's down there. I'm certainly not the one who's going to find out. But, like, nah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, nah. Hands down, Godzilla Minus One is probably the best Godzilla movie. Grace my eyes.
Godzilla Minus? I want to see it. I wanted to see it, but like, I don't remember where I was. But I wanted to see it, but then
came
the theaters...
Came out December 1st, 2023.
Like, it was like in America? Or in Japan?
In America.
I don't know. I think it was shown in some funky theaters that was just like, you know, a pain in the butt to get to. And then the times were weird. I remember I wanted to see it.
I just didn't want to go see it, man. That's okay.
Wait, it came out a year ago, and it's not on any of the streaming things?
Well, has it been a year, first of all?
It's 7 months ago? 6 months ago?
No.
Yeah, it's a year. You said 2023. It is 2024. That's a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. That is last year. Sir.
Well, you clearly don't know how time works. So.
Okay. It definitely came out last year. So, yeah, I'm surprised it's not on any streaming things. Granted, in the US, it seems like they're just. I mean, what's the point of movie theaters at this point? So they just throw things up on
streaming platforms 2 months will be around, later. Man, because apparently they're trying to get back like cable. I think it's what Disney's like merging with. Gosh, who are they merging with? Is it Max, I think? Or
are they?
They're merging with someone. I forget who's Disney Plus is merging with. I just seen this.
Disney Plus.
Hulu.
No, they already merged
Disney
with
Hulu. Plus and Hulu. No, they haven't merged with them. They own both of them. But they're going to merge them into one platform instead of owning and operating two platforms, which, yeah, that's.
Nah, I don't think it was Hulu.
90% sure.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think streaming is in some ways dying. Mostly because people just can't afford it, you know? You're paying more now than you were for the cable
Disney
packages.
And Warner Brothers Discovery announced a new streaming bundle that will combine Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max, including HBO's premium service in the U.S. starting this summer.
Oh my gosh. For how much? $20 a month?
So this is the kicker, though. And because I was looking to... I was going to get, like, Disney Plus and, like, the Hulu bundle. But they don't offer.
Yeah.
They don't offer. They offer the Disney Plus and Hulu bundle, but with ads.
Yeah.
And if you want ad free, you have to get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. And I like don't use ESPN. I'm like, so that's right. Pointless. So I'm like, and that's like 20 something bucks. And I was like, I don't want to do that, right, bro. And I'm not going to pay for. They don't offer an ad free version because then they offer. So it's basically Disney and Hulu. Ad free for like $7.99 or something like that, and then it's Disney, Hulu, and ESPN with ads for like $17.99 or whatever, and then it's all three without ads. And I was like, "Oh, I could get a Disney and Hulu That's without stupid. Ads for like $9.99."
Right.
Like, come on,
more money.
Yeah, and then
this is why YouTube is winning.
Are they though?
Yeah. More people use YouTube than any of those streaming services.
I know.
And you get to use YouTube for free. Now, there are ads, but, like, you can also pay for YouTube Red, which is $10, and it's been $10 for, like, the past, I don't even know how long. But, like, then you get rid of ads.
Fair enough.
Like, I watch YouTube more than anything else.
I know.
And it's just like, you don't?
Moral of the story is they're going back to what I watch more than YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch a number of things. But, I mean, I watch, don't get me wrong, I watch a good amount on YouTube, but I also watch a good amount of TV shows and stuff on streaming platforms. The problem, the moral of the point is this. They're basically going back to cable. Essentially, because now they're having ad versions and ad-free versions, and a lot of them are realizing that, like, which, I mean, I won't even say that they're not making money. It's that they're getting greedy, and knowing 100%. That they can't keep raising the price without the risk of losing their subscribers. So now they're like, okay, let's get back into the ad business. So a lot of them, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them go to what's it called? Like, just straight ad, like, certain platforms don't even have ad-free versions. Like, it's just straight ads now, like,
right,
whether you like it or not. Because they want those money from those advertisements. So, I'm like, yeah, nah. Like, it's getting absolutely insane. And I'm like...
Yeah, it's getting to the point where just, like, pick up a book and read a book instead. It's cheaper.
Yeah. Actually, you guys should go read books.
Like, it's like...
It's nothing better than your imagination.
I can't see myself being willing to pay for all of this stuff. You know what I mean? I take advantage of it because other people are paying for it. But if you were like, you got to pay for your own like streaming things, I feel like I'd just be like, just give me cable instead.
Yeah. At that point, dude, at that point, just go ahead and give me cable.
Like, yeah, just give me cable with the sports packages and I'm chilling. Cause like, I don't know.
And that's literally what's going to happen, dude. It's going to go back. Yeah. Cable is going to make a comeback at this point. And it's just like, everyone's going to be start switching back to cable.
Yeah.
Especially if more of these
platforms
start cropping down on like password sharing and like, you know, you can't use like Netflix has done already. It's like I just canceled my Netflix subscription because I'm like, I wasn't using it enough to justify paying $14.99 for a subscription, dude. Like, I wasn't using it enough. And it's like, now, like, I know, like, if I could share it, I wouldn't mind paying for it because I at least know, okay, like, my mom's using it, my brother's using it,
right.
You know, whoever's using it. But, like, it's just me. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't have a family at home that using it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm just gonna, you know, like, it's not worth it. I was like, I canceled it, subscribe to Dropout TV instead,
right?
It's just like, you know, a bunch of like D&D comedy content,
$6.99.
I'm like, no ads, don't watch all the D&D content I want. So it's like, and like I said, I thought about going back to Hulu and Netflix because I want to finish Shogun, and I was let me get the Disney Hulu bundle, and I can also finish my Star Wars stuff. But I was like, no ad-free version. That's not $20 a month. So I was like, I'm not paying $20 a month. I'm not. There's no way I'm doing it. So it's like, either get the ad version, and it's like, oh my gosh, I got ads. Yay.
Yeah. What's the point?
It's like, nah.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah, we'll honestly, see. Partly it's because they are sucking at their job, which is making content that makes people want to pay for the subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they have to introduce all these ads because they're spending, you know, $300 million on some series that people are like, this is garbage. And they're like, well, we have to find some way to pay for it. So we're raising your prices and here are ads. And it's like, if you just made good content, then maybe you wouldn't have to have all these ads.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everybody's raising their prices.
Yep.
And it's just, it's unaffordable.
Yeah.
These luxuries in life that shouldn't even be considered very luxurious. It's just unaffordable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But, hey, House of the Dragon comes back next month. Super excited for that. I'm going to have to get Hulu at some point because The Bear comes back in June as well, I believe. So I'm going to have to bite the bullet and get it for at least a couple of months.
Yeah, just get it and unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Because that's the big thing, too. That's one of the big things, too.
You're not going to have any retention rate. People are just
getting it for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So I might just get the ad version because I still don't want to pay $20. Just be like, whatever.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like you said, though. Like, I would never get Netflix. I would never pay for Netflix. I watch Netflix whenever a series that I watch is back out again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Or if I hear that they add, like, a movie that I didn't see that I want to see it, but nowadays, it's not even a movie platform anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a show platform. And most of the shows, I don't care about.
I'm going to be honest. I got to the point where I was just watching it for K-dramas.
Listen, that's all my mother does. My mother uses Netflix more than anybody I know. It's the only thing she watches if she's not watching, like, the news. It's K-dramas on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. You should introduce her to, what is the actual K-drama platform?
God, there's an actual K-drama platform.
Yeah, what is it called? Viki, yeah, tell her to get Viki, dude. Probably way cheaper, and it has
probably is
way more K-dramas. And the only ones they don't have is, like, usually the Netflix exclusive ones.
Right.
And it drops new episodes, like, dramas that come out in Korea, like, it drops new episodes.
I see. Like simulcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell her that because then.
It's okay. I'll tell her.
It'll never be anything but K-dramas.
They're like, you know what you should tell Xavier to set up for you? A Vicky account.
Vicky. What?
No!
I swear to God, stop it, please.
Get a call from your mom. Hey, have you heard of Vicky? Just...
No, I haven't. And you haven't either. You're getting punked. Bro, it is... I hear more Asian in my house than I thought I'd ever hear in my life. It used to be all Spanish, you know? And now,
yeah.
Now it's Korean. Dude, and Chinese the and Japanese. And I'm just like...
Of Asian dramas, baby.
You know what it is? It's not even like... Here's the thing. I know it's not even the quality. It's the speed in which they get out content.
Yeah.
There's always something new.
I mean, huh?
And for like the American content, it's like, all right, you better
gotta buckle wait a year.
2 years later for season two.
Mm-hmm.
In Korea, they're just like, nah, we had season two done before season one.
Yeah.
We already working on season five.
Like, hey, ask your mom if she's watched It's Okay Not to Be Okay.
Which one is that?
Dude,
let me see my the favorite image. K-drama, man.
Like, I stopped watching K-dramas because I haven't found anything that broke my heart as much as that.
I don't think she's seen this one.
My gosh, dude.
Well, actually, maybe she has. I don't know. Here's the thing.
She needs to watch that one races, and report back to
can't
me.
Can't really tell them apart. This came out in 2020. What is it, like 40 episodes?
No, it's only 16, I think. Or maybe 24. Episodes? Something like that. Look, 16. It don't matter. It's not long enough.
Moon Young. Okay?
This is what I used to snap you about.
She might have seen this. I think she did, because I feel like I remember hearing the name Moon. Well, I don't know.
Tell her we need to chat about it.
Okay.
Tell her she needs to watch Bloodhounds, too. Cause...
Yeah, she's into all of this stuff, but not watching anime. Come on, Mom. Help me. Help me, help me. Watching all the K-dramas, the J-dramas.
Tell her me and her start an Asian drama podcast.
You probably could. With how many she's seen, you probably could. I guarantee you she's seen more than you.
100%.
And probably not by a little bit. Yeah. Not even by a little bit. She'd be like, have you seen this one? And you're just, I haven't even heard of it. Like, it's...
Dude, I have a long list. I have
nonstop.
I have a bookmark folder. And so far I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 19, 2, 2, 3. 23 is a wash right now. And that's not even all of the ones that, like, I had to stop adding some because I was like, okay.
Jesus,
like,
man.
Yeah. I've taken a break. Well, maybe it's time to hop back on the drama ship.
Break your heart more and more.
Why not?
Well... Why not? We might as well let you do that then, man. You enjoy your K-dramas. I'll enjoy my mountains of manga that I'll probably never get through in my entire life, but I'll keep adding to it just because, you know, gives me solace. Gives me something to work towards, you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, gosh, I got a lot to catch up on. And there was a big drop of, like, some of my favorites yesterday, so
you
it's
going to
be a good night tonight. Yeah. That's another one I got to catch up on, though.
Also, I caught up on My Hero. Yep. Like, insanity. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, y'all heard it here first. If you're My Hero fans, it's insanity. Which I assume you're probably not ready for.
Nah.
All you anime exclusives.
Just... Yeah, better
manga heads over here.
Because it's only get crazy from here. New season started. I mean, season 7 pop off with insanity. So it only gets crazier from there, guys.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Hopefully y'all enjoy that. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube. Pick up something for yourself. in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, I guess we'll see all of you in the next one.
Until next time, guys.